Well, thanks for being here, everybody. It's an exciting time. You know, I think here in the Lower Columbia region, the Columbia Pacific region, it is always exciting in the arts. It's grown over the years, and we are so, so fortunate. So my first guests are here, and they are Elizabeth, or Beth, Winters and Josie Lilly. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Now, this is my first time meeting them officially, although we suspect we've seen each other. It's a small town, which is wonderful. And Beth and Josie, have you, either of you, been on the air before?
No.
This is my first time.
First time for both of them. Okay. We all know what that means. Congratulations. We're delighted to have you here. They're here because they are part of a class taught by Nancy Cook at Clatsop Community College. I'm going to let them tell you what it is and then what they are doing for Art Walk, Astoria Art Walk, tomorrow evening. And also what they already did on Tuesday evening at Rick's Poetry Mic. So what's the class that started this all?
It was our poetry class.
Is it a creative writing or?
Yeah, it's a creative writing poetry class.
Okay. And how does it work? So, I mean, for people who are scared of poetry, there are a lot of people, myself included, who are a little bit nervous about poetry because you really have to bring it in and make it concise.
Well, you just have to learn to trim it down, you know. It's like you write and write and then cut out all the unnecessary words. And
have you been writing for a long time?
And I've written off and on, you know, throughout my life. Like, I took a big hiatus, you know, for mm-hmm. a long time, but now I'm getting into poetry. I wrote short stories before, so it's definitely a lot more complicated to write poetry and cut out a bunch of the stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you. I feel better now knowing it's not just me. It is more complicated. Although I have to say, I went on a Wilderness River trip a year and a half ago with Nancy, and she had us writing poetry and made it very unthreatening, which was a relief, you know. So perhaps that's the same for you. Writing 242, folks, if you're interested, just handing it out, Writing 242, Creative Writing and Poetry at Clatsop College. So you can check that out on the website. Maybe there's a different class at this point, but Nancy does a good job. So what was the assignment that you are going to be fulfilling tomorrow evening? What was the idea?
So we have a poetry final, and one of the main criteria for it is to find a way to get poetry out into the world.
Nice.
And so we decided a great way would be an open mic night.
So you mean you as the students got together and decided this? Or
well, that's part of the final project, is that you have to, like, find a way to get it out to the masses. Like, you'd either put something on, like, the internet, or you mm-hmm. could do an open mic. Or
so who actually decided to go ahead and do an open mic?
I think we kind of got together and decided to do one together.
Yeah.
How many students are there involved in this-ish?
Well, me and Josie are planning it, and mm-hmm. our other fellow poet, Sean, actually runs the tap room where it's going to happen. So he provided us the venue.
Nice.
And I think most of the poets in our class have committed to coming and reading a poem.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's tell folks, it is happening during Art Walk, right smack in the middle of town. It's on 12th and Marine, which is Astoria Brewing Company tap room. Okay, so don't go over to the old Wet Dog. Come over to 12th and Marine and find folks between 7 and 9. Well, I asked you each to bring in a short poem. Maybe you could read that, and then we can talk a little bit more about what poetry means to you. And I noticed that Beth didn't say why or what your background is. Have you been writing for a long time, too?
I've been writing poetry since about 10th grade, and it was sort of a daily practice, almost a form of journaling.
Nice.
It was kind of done in secret. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't show anyone. And now I'm at a point where I'm comfortable to tell people, to speak at open mic nights. But I think that was a good way to start poetically. It just kind of mm-hmm. allowed it to become more personal and honest.
Had you been doing other kinds of writing before that?
I always really enjoyed any sort of writing class I was in, but I really didn't write too many short stories unless they were assigned, but mm-hmm. I've always had a love of writing. My dad is actually the editor of the Chinook Observer across uh-huh. the river, so I kind of...
Oh, wait a minute. Winters. I kind of get it from him. I recognize that name, of course, Matt Winters. Good. Okay, well, who's going to start, Beth or Josie? You decide. Beth? Okay.
I'll start.
Sure.
So,
do you want to give us any kind of background?
Sure, I'll give a little background on this poem. It's one of the first poems I did for Nancy's class. It was originally an imitation poem of Try to Praise the Mutilated World, but it kind of took on its own life. So this poem is titled Soothe the Suffering Earth. Soothe the suffering earth. Remember the mangy mutt in Bali. Hairless hackles raised, snarling at anything near. Remember that we all bear our canines and snarl and snap in the face of fear. The earth is baring its teeth and growling, so loud and deafening. The earth is burning, hurricanes are churning, oceans rising. Do they hear? Cries across the earth carry the same fear. She howls, he screams, please, please, isn't somebody listening? Soothe the suffering earth. They're growling and howling with despair that not enough listen, not enough care. One man-made disaster creates 10 others. The response remains, we'll do better if there's another, and there's another, and another, and another. The sea drowns in garbage, and a young woman howls hopelessly and cries. She's soothed turtles with plastic in their nose, then soothed another, then another. She heard that 2 days after rehabilitating and releasing Mortimer, he choked on fishing line and died. Soothe the suffering earth. Remember buzzing bees and busy birds, gaily chirping in evergreen trees. Birds, bears, bees, winds in the trees. Nature's orchestra sings in harmonious symphony, blissfully unaware they are refugees from the urbanizing, destructive scheme that not only threatens them, but both you and me. Soothe the suffering earth. I retreat to memories of the grass-green field where I galloped beside a jubilant filly. We both danced and pranced, two adolescents sharing fleeting youth. Remember that joy and how it feels to be bright-eyed and silly. Plant trees so the birds will have their homes. Protect forests so the bears may roam. Walk along the beach and grab every piece of plastic in reach. Create policy that puts the earth at ease. Do not permit suffering to cater to the whims of the bourgeoisie. Remember that you are of the earth who too dances and prances within and around you. Soothe the suffering earth. Snarl and growl and prance and dance and sing for the earth, so you will be soothed.
Wow, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for the poem and for your passion, clear passion, in what you're writing about. Is most of what you write coming from... I don't like to use the word political in this, but basically, it is. It's the environment, and you live here. I mean, how can we not be in touch? But is that what's mostly inspiring you, or does it mix it up, or what?
Well, I mean, obviously, there is a political edge to it, and that actually came in some of the later revisions of the poem, because I felt like while I was calling people to just be nice to the earth, that at the end of the day, there has to be more than that. There has to be some policy in place. And a lot of the imagery and the examples came from my life. Like when I was a child, I really did run around with that filly.
Mm.
My cousin was the girl who rehabilitates sea turtles. And
yeah, that's a pretty powerful image there. So thank you so much. That's Beth Winters. And let me just say, Josie's coming up next, but let me just remind you folks, This is tomorrow evening, Klatsopia, a pop-up open mic. Now, I don't know if it's open to everybody, but there will be a lot of performers. But my guests, Beth Winters, whom you just heard, and Josie Lilly helped put this together. And this is part of their creative writing poetry class with Nancy Cook. Tomorrow evening at the Astoria Brewing Tap Room on 12th and Marine, between 7 and 9. Beth, what do you got for us?
Oh, Josie.
I'm sorry, Josie.
That's okay. But just to like speak to what you were saying earlier, it is open to everybody.
It is, good.
And we'll have the sign-up sheets about 7 o'clock down there. So if anyone wants to come and sign up for a slot.
Okay, excellent.
Time's going to be about like 5 to 7 minutes.
Excellent.
And we're also doing a little bit of fundraising while we're there. I work for the Peninsula Pharmacy Company, and Jeff and Casey's daughter, Dylan Harrell, has been diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. Mm. And as a community, we've all really come together and helped fundraise. And at this event, we're going to sell some rocks and our some painted rocks, not just regular rocks. But two of our classmates, for their open mic night, put together an anthology of our poems from the class.
I saw you reading from that, and I wondered, okay, excellent. Yeah. So you'll be selling that and raising some funds.
Donating the proceeds to Dylan.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, Josie.
So my poem actually kind of plays into the benefit that's happening. This poem is a spoken word poem, but it was written about my niece who had an inoperable brain tumor. And anyways, here goes. It's called Fly. I watched her. I watched her fly away. This beautiful butterfly. So tiny. So fragile. I reached out my hand to try to catch her. To try to pull her back. But I couldn't reach her. So, I watched her fly away. This tiny child, once just a caterpillar. This beautiful, benevolent creature, so full of heart, wisdom, so full of courage, so full of love, and not just any love, a deep, genuine, compassionate love, not just for me or you, not just for her family, her friends, or people she knew, but for the man down the street, huddled in the corner, shivering throughout the night, tucked under an awning just to keep dry. Love for the mother out on the streets, day after day, begging food to feed her hungry kids. But also, love for the man at the bus stop, crying, sad, nervous, angry, afraid. What will he do since he lost his job? Love. Love for the little girl, sad and lonely, who lives down the street, whose parents never seem to have time for her, never plays with her, never really talks to her, hugs her, or says, I love you. Love. Love for the kids, too sick, too broken to step outside, too little life, too young. And all this pain would have broken in my hands. She could see it, the pain they wore plainly on their faces every day. It was no mystery, no secret, not to her. She saw it all, more than any kid should ever see. And she embraced them, everyone, with a long, tight embrace, the kind that says, you matter, I see you, even if no one else does, you're not alone. She loved everyone, just as I loved her. This beautiful human, this beautiful creature, ripped right from my arms. She flew away. I tried to hold her here, but she was no longer a caterpillar. Her wings were ready, and she had to fly.
Ooh. Okay. Folks, I'm sitting here with these two young women. I have no idea how old they are, but they're not very old. And they have each written an incredible piece of poetry. Thank you so much, Josie. That is a real tribute. Mm. Beth Winters and Josie Lilly with Klatsopia, a pop-up open mic. And I was saying it was part of Art Walk, but actually Art Walk is from 5 to 8, and this is 7 to 9. So you can travel around, see the galleries, and then head on over to the tap room, 12th and Marine Drive, and catch more of their poetry. I don't know if everybody's as good as they are. Can't guarantee that. But this is extraordinary stuff. And actually, Nancy Cook wrote that she has some really good poets in the class. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This is wonderful. I got tears in my eyes, which I have to stop because I need to be able to read. But I am so impressed. Thank you very, very much. And good luck. I look forward to a lot more. And as a matter of fact, I heard that several of the students from this class joined Rick's poetry open mic on Tuesday, which happens usually the first Tuesday of the month. Next month is a little bit different, at Winecraft, where also open mic. And the adults there, the older adults, these young women are adults as well, but the older adults were so deeply impressed. So am I. Thank you so much for coming in. Again, Beth Winters, Josie Lilly, and you can catch them tomorrow evening.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. And I have some music for you from Catherine Clare, who is going to be at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center in Long Beach on Wednesday, next Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. And this is from her album Homespun, Home to Me.
Summer's end, and leave me love notes in my bed. Awake to the sound of the hound barking at the moon, and I feel the dreams come rushing to my head. I haven't touched a drop from a single cup, but I still feel twisted up sometimes. The wise woman says that's just your fears knocking on your door. You gotta let them come inside. from running away.
That's the gorgeous and familiar voice of Catherine Clare. And again, she will be at Peninsula Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, December 12th. Tomorrow evening, tonight is open mic, and tomorrow evening is Rio con Brio, which is Brazilian choral music, and it's incredible. So, there's so much going on. My next guests, however, are here because they have an ongoing project that is extraordinary in that two groups are coming together to make good things happen. And this is in Cannon Beach. I have Megan Sokol from the Cannon Beach Arts Association. Hi.
Hi.
And Megan is the Arts Education Director. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm never sure if my information is still updated.
Yeah, you
so,
got it.
Good. And then Puka Rice, whose name I have been seeing for many months all over the place. And I thought, Puka, what kind of a name is Puka? And she's not even wearing beads. But now she's here and I go, oh, I know her. Okay. She is with Haystack Rock Awareness Project, HRAP. And she is the outreach coordinator, yes?
That is correct.
Okay, good. And then, by nice surprise, I have a third guest with them, Miguel Morales, who is one the lead artist and window man. I'm going to let them explain all of this to you, what the heck they've done, how they put all this together, and how they're all working together for the betterment. And I think, don't you have something coming up tomorrow?
We do.
You have one of your collaborations with painting and collage workshop. So,
yeah.
How did this come about? What's the story? Have you worked together before?
That's a great question. We actually we were just chatting about how we have been across the street from each other for over 30 years.
Yeah.
our association and the Haystack Rock Awareness Program, and this is the first year that we're coming together to make this amazing collaboration.
Fantastic!
So we're doing this new environmental art series called Trash Talk Workshops, and I'm sure we'll talk a ton about all the different details of that. But
well, you won't have time to talk about a ton.
Yes,
but
a little bit.
Give us the highlights.
The highlights.
And that's what I wanted because I was thinking, I don't think I've heard about this before. And I know both organizations, but so that is exciting. How did it happen? Because you're setting, you're telling the world, and this is an important thing that two friendly but disparate organizations come together.
Right. So, this Haystack Rock Awareness Program is generally down at the tide pools in front of Haystack Rock from February through October. And then the rest of the year, we're continuing our citizen science programs. But we'd often find ourselves speaking with visitors and explaining to them why there are diminished numbers of seabirds, what is going on with the sea star population, why can they not find any? And it really wasn't a positive way to connect people with what was happening in a way that would inspire any sort of action. And our program is about stewardship in action. So one day when we were conducting our marine debris survey, it occurred to us that marine debris was actually very attractive and that really at the core of it was its problem. And if we could connect humans with this issue, then hopefully we could inspire people to shift not only how they live their life, but to further that that message, spread it by collecting that marine debris and creating little storytelling devices. So we partnered with the Cannon Beach Arts Association because art has such a beautiful way of connecting people with ideas and encouraging action. And fortunately, we've been able to, through this program, not only encourage people to shift that by applying value to this plastic so that people see this as an art material, But we've increased the amount of art offerings in our community. And these are art opportunities and also science opportunities, mm-hmm. of course, mm-hmm. that the entire family can participate in, which has been really wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to... That alone is a hook, because when you've got a family activity mm-hmm. that everyone can enjoy, and you make something beautiful. I just want to ask one little question here, because sure. I remember Steve McLeod had an exhibit at Cannon Beach Gallery some years ago, towards the end of his life, but it was very close to the end of his life, because he didn't end up coming to the opening, but he was collecting, and he was, for those who live around here knew Steve mostly for piling rocks, but a lot mm-hmm. of us knew him for his amazing paintings as well. But then he collected, but that's been happening a lot. Trash art mm-hmm. has finally found a place, and I think you said it mm-hmm. perfectly, but I want to just make clear, we are not asking people to make more trash so we can make more art. There is more than enough trash out there, as I bet anyone who walks along the beaches knows or pays attention. So how is the Art Association engaging here? What are you providing?
Yeah, you make an incredible point. So the really amazing part about this is that there is such a vibrant community of artists out there that are doing exactly this already. They are stewards. They are going out. They're collecting what they consider their art materials and recycling this beach debris and this beach trash and putting it into their art already. So that's the really amazing thing about this series. It's going to be a 9-part series. It's Ooh. Taking place now, and it goes all the way through May of 2019. We're hoping it'll go even further. Mm-hmm. We were really lucky to receive a really generous grant from the OCVA, which is the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, that allowed us to do this and bring mm-hmm. in artists and be able to support them and being able to teach what it is that they're already making and really bring in these specialty projects or these specialty classes that they're going to be telling us, you know, how to do these things, how to think of this as an art material, how to really get all generations, all different ages engaged in this process.
So each workshop will be open to the public, bringing new people in, not, quote, artists, although everybody's an artist, we know that, but it will be taught or led by artists.
Yes. Yeah. We say at the Cannon Beach Arts Association that all are welcome, so you don't have to have any particular artistic ability to take any of our workshops. Mm-hmm. We welcome everybody to come in, and that's part of the amazing thing about the workshops is we want people that maybe don't initially identify as artists to come in and learn something, and maybe so you'll walk away thinking that way.
Before we go further, tell people how they can connect with this, a website or whatever.
Absolutely. So our classes are actually listed if you go to cannonbeacharts.org, and it's /workshops, that's with an S. That's where you can see all of our classes listed. We have all of them up and ready to go if you want to purchase tickets on Eventbrite. The really cool thing about that, too, is if you, since it's a 9-part series, if you do 5 or more classes ahead of, you know, sign up ahead of time, mm-hmm. you can actually get a 10% discount. Mm-hmm. So you can contact us for that. So that's a really cool thing if you want to do a bulk of the series or all of the classes in the series.
And it could be individuals or families.
Yeah, it can be individuals, families. Yeah. 5 of the classes are child or kid friendly.
Oh, great.
So and they'll list what Wonderful. Age the yep. you know particular artist or instructor indicates would be a good match for that. So yeah, we encourage parents and guardians and grandparents mm-hmm. and people to come in and take part in that class.
Fantastic.
Just come and be part of it. Make art together with your family.
Fantastic. Now, Miguel, mm-hmm. where do you fit in with all this?
Well, I helped design the window, the outlines, that is almost like a paint by number, but you get to pick the color palette.
Now, where is this?
These would be on the reclaimed windows, antique window.
One of our projects through this program is we take windows and we use them to create these murals that Miguel designs. And the windows that we've received so far were donated to the program by Councilwoman Cindy Price. We are running short on windows, so if anyone has some additional windows.
Mm-hmm. We're down to, I think, 4.
So when you're talking windows, you're talking like something out of your house that
Correct.
You've gotten rid
right.
of?
And like it's this in, bit here.
Okay. And, does it have to be one pane, or can it be divided
pane?
Anything
yeah. we can work with.
Yeah. Wow. This is a great way to right. recycle your old windows, make art,
exactly, yeah.
involve people.
And once all the debris is
cleaned
tentatively, yeah, glued on so it doesn't move around, we just mm-hmm. use... Elmer's kind of clear mm-hmm. PVA glue. And then the resin, the plant-based resin, is poured over that. And mm. when you hold up the window and let the sun shine through it, it looks a lot like stained glass.
Wow.
And I'm sure Louis Tiffany would be... he could right. probably make some cool stuff
right, right. But
using
I bet,
this method.
I bet some of the kids are going to make some cool
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Stuff
and I plan on doing some... on the side myself, because mostly what we've been doing has been community where everyone's part of it. And mm-hmm. I've yet to do one actually, you know, by myself.
Oh, cool. So you're going to take that on.
Yeah, and I'm going to do one of the Doughboy and the Peacock, the ship, the pilot
oh,
ship
oh,
by
right,
the Maritime.
Right, right,
I have a,
right.
a friend that works at the Maritime, and
nice.
Hopefully I can get it hanging in the gift shop.
Okay. Now, do you live here or in Cannon Beach?
No, I live here in Astoria.
In Astoria. Yeah, and you've been making art for a while, mm-hmm. or have you been using trash for your art?
I've been picking things up off the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, mm-hmm. I'm always excited to pick stuff up off the beach. Growing up as a surfer in California, everyone is very, I would say militant, but they're very aggressive about if they see you litter, mm-hmm. you better mm-hmm. run because you have a bunch of surfers running after you.
And, oh, I love that image.
Yeah, they're very, the surfers in California are yeah. very protective of their waters and beaches.
As we all should be, hello, mm-hmm. which is part of what you're doing is
yeah.
Raising the awareness,
yes.
mm-hmm. and I love that. So again, cannonbeacharts.org/workshops,
mm-hmm.
yes? And you can get all the information, but realize that is tomorrow still open?
It
or
is, yeah. Okay. So we've still got plenty of spots available. If you're interested, Puka, who's actually here with us, she's going to be teaching our class.
Oh,
we're going to be doing
okay.
recycled beach holiday ornaments. So you get to come in and
oh, wow.
make something really cool,
Perfect.
Really special for the holidays.
That's rather timely. Excellent. So is it just like mostly one workshop a month with a couple doubles?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have it right now, we've got it set for one workshop per month. There's a couple extra in mm-hmm. April just because we're trying to celebrate Earth Day.
Ah,
so there's going to be a special things that are
nice.
Taking place during that. But yeah, we really want people to have a chance to come in and have it be an ongoing thing that they're getting to be part of. And I was going to say, Miguel, you get a chance to see his actual designs and his artwork. We just recently did a window. They came in and did this amazing piece with the kids of the Cannon Beach Academy. Mm. And that's going to be on display at the Cannon Beach Gallery. So the Arts Association's
Great.
Gallery is going to be up in December. So you'll Wonderful. Get to see the stuff in action.
Wonderful. It's very exciting. I'm thrilled that the two groups, how many years did you say you've been?
Over 30.
There they have been, sitting in their own little corners. And now they have. Shazam, come together.
Cross-pollinated.
Yes, and benefit the community. And as we know, art saves lives. And in this particular situation, it saves the ocean, the rivers, the entire environment, as well as the humans.
Yeah, you get to come be an artist and make such a huge impact
right.
in these classes.
And you can also check the City of Cannon Beach website, because we often will post additional events and workshops that are going on. When we hold them through the city, they're often mm-hmm. free. So that's something to keep an eye out for as well.
And do you know what that website is?
Yes, it's ci.cannon-beach.or.us.
Okay.
It's a mouthful.
That's okay. You can also look them up online.
Yes.
Find
yes.
their phone number, call them, and say, what? Okay,
yes. We love that. Give us a call.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Puka Rice, the outreach coordinator for Haystack Rock Awareness Project. If you don't live around here, you might not know what Haystack Rock is. Look it up. It's one of our landmarks, one of the landmarks of Oregon. Megan Sokol, who is the Arts Education Director of the Cannon Beach Arts Association, and Miguel Morales, who is the lead artist and the window man. Mm-hmm. All right. Wonderful. Thank you
Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. And I have a piece from Anne Weiss I want to play because on the 10th, which is Monday, that would be December 10th, 1948, was when Eleanor Roosevelt was a key person in putting together the Declaration, the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. December 10th, 1948. And here we are, folks. Dot, dot, dot.
Well, America, standing on high stilts, wearing tight pants, says from all this height and with all these restrictions, you might think I can see you, but I can't. Maybe your skin is lightning, maybe your face is white, maybe the brown earth got mixed up in your blood, and you're crossing the border tonight. Crossing the border. Well, show me the stateside map for good. Crossing the border. Where water meets water. Crossing, crossing the border. Hey, hey. Heard your grandma spoke Italian. She worked so hard she couldn't spell her name, but she was wiser than you knew. Hey there, Senator, should we have turned your father away? Could he prove he was a German Jew? Mr. President, I heard that the word mine was set. We can't steal land, but share we can't. Those are racism's rules. Mr. Border Guard, I heard it was the famine in Ireland that starved America to you. Crossing the border.
Anne Weiss, Crossing the Border. And again, December 10th is the 70th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights. Please read it. Please look it up and read it. It's a very powerful document, and there are 30 articles, and they are so, so relevant, especially right now. Well, speaking of relevancy, my next guest is Maylee Robin Dott, a good friend, and I am a little disoriented to discover that Maylee is a senior in high school.
Yes.
How did that happen?
I'm not sure.
Well, she's played music and marched her way through school, and now she's graduating. And as you know, Astoria High School has, as many high schools do, senior projects. So Maylee has proposed and is executing, actually this week, I guess it's Wednesday.
Yes.
Art for a Cause. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes, so my senior project is going to be a art auction. It's going to be a silent auction. I have around 10 pieces done by myself and some of my friends who also attend Astoria High School. My hopes for the event is to raise proceeds to go to the Wuhan Social Welfare Institute, which is the orphanage that I was adopted from about 16 years ago now.
Oh, I remember you coming into Brownsmead the very first time.
Yes.
More tears for me. So And you've been back there, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. So in 2008, me and my parents, we went back and we visited, and we got to talk to some of the children who are there. And it left a really big impact on me because I was able to see really the lack of funding that the children have and the lack of supplies that they have for not only curriculars such as like arts, but also for their education and mm-hmm. school supplies.
Yeah. And this I heard a program that was talking about volunteerism, and they were talking specifically about orphanages, and it was very complicated and not as supportive as I would have expected, as a matter of fact. And they had reasons, too. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I just heard this like two days ago. I thought, oh, that's interesting, because Maylee is coming in to talk about her specific project. The difference is that you're not a tourist. And you're the real thing.
Yes.
You come from the source, and at this point, you and some of your fellow students are going to be giving back to the source,
yes.
which is beautiful and very exciting. So what is Art for a Cause going to look like?
So next Wednesday, December 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Fort George Lavelle Room, we're going to be having a silent art auction. I'm also part of the jazz band at the high school, which is super, super fun. Uh-huh. And me and a few of my friends from that group are going to be playing music.
Oh, great.
So we're going to have a live group playing music.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So this is 6 to 8 p.m., Wednesday the 12th. And what are folks going to be able to do? What kind of art are we talking about?
So we have 10 paintings done right now that are all based around different places in Southeastern Asia that I visited with my parents. Yeah.
Are they all yours then?
No. So okay. I've done 5 of the pieces, and then 5 of the other ones are done by my friends.
So have you been taking art classes at the high school too? Or?
No. I've been mostly involved in the music at the high school, but I really like art as a hobby.
Well, you've been doing art for a long time too. I know. Maylee's dad is Jim Dott, who's one of our wonderful local poets and also hosts Bedtime Stories. And usually each year we lucky people get a poem from Jim Dott, and Maylee and sometimes her mom, Ann Robin Dott, do the artwork for it. So what a blessing for all of us. But this is a special project. Now, how did you involve other friends? Are they all just art makers? And
yes. So a lot of my friends are involved with art club at the high school, as well as just being creative on their own. I know Ileana, she does painting in her free time.
No. Yeah. Okay. And so you just approached them and said,
yeah.
Okay. Now, do they also have senior projects? Are you helping them out with theirs or not?
Yes. So it's like I help you and you help me as well.
That's perfect, though. So you all get involved in each other's projects, and which is an educational tool by itself. Mm-hmm. So, and are you in touch with some particular individuals at Wuhan?
Yes. So we have a coordinator in China that's communicating with my mentor, who's Brian Dott, my uncle, and he speaks Chinese.
That's right. Yes. He does. Yes.
So that's extremely helpful.
Yes. Yes. And so any money that's raised at the Fort George Lovell Room on Wednesday the 12th between 6 and 8 during this Art for a Cause, which is Maylee Ramadnat's senior project from Astoria High School, will be donated to this particular orphanage from which Maylee came, and when she was 16 months old and so cute you couldn't believe it. And the jazz band. Wow.
Yes.
This is so cool. And before we know it, who knows who else is going to show up here. But this is definitely open to the public. And I'm sure they're hoping that lots of local folks will attend and be able to support the cause. And also, are you going to be offering some kind of information?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to be talking about the orphanage and what their particular like needs are there, as well as my experience with going back and visiting.
Nice, nice. Do you know anyone else in our area who is from that particular orphanage?
That particular orphanage, no. But I do know one family that we visited the orphanage with on our tour in 2008, mm-hmm. which was really fun.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Well, thank you so much, May Lee, and a great big mazel tov. Congratulations
thank
to
you, so
you
much.
For being a senior and for putting together this project to benefit other children and also to benefit our community in learning about this.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Maylee. Maylee Robin Dot. And that's again Wednesday the 12th at the Fort George Lovell Room in Astoria. So I have some music from Bart Budwig, which I'm going to play. And then I have one more guest coming in. Bart will be here at the Fort George, not in the Lovell Room. He'll be upstairs on Sunday night for their every Sunday night music time.
Music. My heart is full of friends. How is it that I am feeling down again? Sat around the stovetop in a record spinning thin. How is it that I am feeling down again? Saturday slow, Sunday lazy. They say I look fine. Why do I feel crazy? Spoke rare and truthful. I looked love in the eyes. How is it that my mouth is full of lies? There's a Bible on the dresser, and next door a baby cries. How is it that my mouth is full of lies? Saturday slow, Sunday lazy. They say I look fine. Why do I feel crazy?
That's Bart Budwig, Buddy Budwig. Oh, I can't believe I said that. But Bart's going to be at the Fort George this Sunday evening, 8 p.m., and he is a delightful performer. Speaking of which, my last guest is here. Angela is here from the Columbia River Symphony, and she is, am I right? You're the first violinist, aren't you?
I am, and co-founder.
And co-founder. Yeah. Yes, I was very impressed. The last concert I saw, the one that was for the special group that your husband, Corey Peterson, actually did Make sure to say that. I
strong-armed him.
Yes, good. And well, you should. No, he gave you credit for coming up with the idea.
Yeah.
He said, I thought we were going to have a weekend off to go to the beach, but no. My wife, Angela Calvin Peterson, said, hey, why don't we start an orchestra?
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, my gosh. I think we're on our 11th year.
Wow.
We moved here in 2007, so slightly after that we're going.
Right. Of course, that was before you had a child, too.
Yeah.
But it hasn't stopped you.
Nope.
So so what is happening this weekend?
Well, our group was founded on the idea came from providing high school and middle school kids with the opportunity to play through the summer. Year-long playing. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of adults want to join. So we built this group along about side-by-side and collaboration. And so this winter concert for the last 3 years, this is our third year, we collaborate with Warrenton High School Choir. And it is like the most beautiful event. I love this. This is my my favorite concert. And it's a wonderful holiday concert. I'm not saying Christmas, I'm saying holiday, so it's all there. And the choir takes turns, and then we do stuff together, and then we have just the orchestra. It's just really fantastic.
Do you always work with Warrenton High School?
Yeah, it kind of started with them, and it has just been so successful that we've stuck with them.
Right,
yeah,
right. Wonderful. Okay, so this is happening Saturday. That's tomorrow, the 8th of December, at the Liberty on 12th and Commercial, 7 p.m. The doors are at 6 p.m., and this is a very popular concert, so people are urged to get there early.
Yes.
And the concert is called Noel, but it involves, I understand, music from other traditions well.
Yes.
So, and do you actually practice with the Warrenton High School kids? It's high school and grade school?
Yeah. We've had two combined rehearsals, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the concert is free. Our goal is to make music accessible to everybody, whatever level they're at. So free concerts for families who don't feel like they need to shell out a lot of money if they have to leave early with their little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Low costs for people who play in the group. And even if you're not musical but want to contribute with board work or volunteer work, we do have that too. Everybody is welcome. And
yeah, it's a wonderful group. People who I know, a number of people who play with the CRS, Columbia River Symphony, and they just, in addition to all of the good music, they also just appreciate the dynamics of your group.
And it's a family. Yeah. It's family. We had a cello player just move into town, and she was like, I'm just here looking for friends and somebody to have tea with. And we're like, we love you.
You're one of us. Well, and the fact that you do work with the high school and the grade school kids goes back to your roots, which was a youth orchestra.
Yeah.
Only it expanded because all the adults wanted in on it.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize how important the audience is as well. It's so pleasing to play for a full audience, engaged, happy audience.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you make us happy, and the audience makes you happy, and the music comes out really well. Now, is there a projection in this one as well?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to talk to the boss.
The boss. Okay.
Yeah.
You'll take care of that. Okay, folks, remember, tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. at the Liberty, but be there early because it's open seating. And, of course, you know, there's no food allowed inside. So if you want a snack, come early.
We have cookies being donated as well.
Excellent.
I mean, it's going to be
great.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
So you can get some cookies, but you eat them before you go in for the concert. So you come early, get your seats, go outside, nosh, visit with friends, and then enjoy the concert. Angela, thank you so much.
Yeah,
now,
you
just got off school, didn't you?
I did. I raced over here for you.
Ah, thank you. And tell folks what you do.
I'm the orchestra teacher at the middle school and high school. And I teach general music at Lewis and Clark. There's a concert coming up. Once again, come support the youth. It's Thursday the 20th at 7 p.m. at Astoria High School. This will be third through 12th grade orchestra string players.
Nice.
And
nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I try to keep it pretty short, about 45 minutes to an hour, so that they can go home and go to sleep and get Dairy Queen. So, So come support them as well. That's free as well.
Right. Yeah. And Corey isn't here because he teaches in Jewel.
Yes.
And you can't get there fast. You can't get here from there fast enough. So Angela jumped in on this. Thank you so much
for
coming in. And thanks for everything you do for our community, for our children, our youth, and our arts.
Well, wonderful. This community is wonderful. They've embraced us. We're not from here, but we feel like we're home. So,
most of us aren't, but this is our home for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Angela and Calvin Peterson and the Columbia River Symphony tomorrow, the 8th of December at the Liberty, 7 p.m. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. And I want to, Angela's going to leave quietly while I tell you what else is happening. I'm going to put on a little more music. This is some.
Tell me who. Who's the criminal here?
For Human Rights Day.
Tell me who. Who's the criminal here? If you have to leave your land, but you meet your match on the burning sand, and someone lends a helping hand, who's the criminal here? Tell me who. Who's the criminal here? Tell me who. Who's the criminal here? Borderman can't let you through. What's a poor man gonna do? Businessman's got work for you. Who's the criminal here? Tell me who. Who's the criminal here? Tell me who. Who's the criminal here? Framing laws or aiming guns keeps you down and on the run, but how will you feed your little ones? Who's the criminal here? Tell me who.
That's Ann Feeney, and I think she nailed it on what's going on right now. And remember, Monday, December 10th, is the 70th anniversary of Human Rights Day. Declaration of Human Rights from the United Nations. Eleanor Roosevelt was one of the founding members there. So what's going on in our community? Right here, Astoria Arts and Movement Center is hosting a contra dance from 7 to 10. The Horsenecks and Luke and Katie are playing, so come for the music, even if you don't want to dance, but the dancing is fun. Coaster Theater, Wizard of Oz, Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 3. John Doane, Christmas Unplugged, Reclaiming the Holiday Spirit at Lewis and Clark Bible Church, 7 o'clock. Tolawana Arts Colony is featuring, Cannon Beach is featuring Mohamed Alshiki at 7:30. He is Portland's funniest in the comedy world. And the North Coast Chorales concert is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. And it's also Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, Sing of Mary. Astor Street Opera Company, Scrooged in Astoria, Friday and Saturday at 7. Tomorrow, Bayside Singers, 2 p.m. at Ocean Park Lutheran Church. Art Walk, 5 to 8, including Klatsopia Open Mic and lots of incredible art all around Astoria. Columbia River Symphony, Noel, Gifts That Make a Difference from 12 to 4 at the Liberty in the McTavish Room. This is your chance to buy a gift for someone without stuff. They have stuff there, too, but the main thing is you give a donation to an organization, non-local, non-profit organization, and the your recipient can get a card or a book, telling them that a donation was made in their name. This is a fabulous way to do it. And the other fabulous all-day event, 9 to 4 at the Lovell Room, is the Columbia, is the Clatsop Animal Assistance. Oh, my God. It's a silent auction and a bake sale you can die for. Peninsula Performing Arts Center, Rio Con Brio at 7. Southwester, 11 o'clock, fiber artist Brittany Bowles. And 8 p.m. is Garrett Brennan and John Newfield, singer-songwriters. Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum, 2 p.m., tuba Christmas concert, Cannon Beach Arts Association, and HRAP, you heard about, at the City Hall Chamber tomorrow, 12 to 2 is their first workshop. And then there's an open mic. Oops, sorry. That's not them. Cannon Beach Gallery opening from 1 to 4 at 21 North Coast Artists, painters, and printed plates. And Tappa Tillamook has auditions Saturday and Sunday. Fort George brought Budwick on Sunday. Wednesday, May Lee at the Lovell Room with her art.